Indonesian troops arrived in Maluku Islands Wednesday following sectarian violence that broke out after a school teacher was accused of offending Islam. Local police say clashes broke out Tuesday after a Christian school teacher was accused by a Muslim student of insulting Islam. Sydney Jones, the International Crisis Group's Southeast Asia director, says the area where the fighting erupted has a recent history of trouble.
It's an area that's erupted in different ways several times in the last 2 years, including a police-army shootout. It's got a history of problems going back to the height of the violence, but it's difficult to see whether this is going to bring in people from outside.
Muslim-Christian clashes broke out in the Maluku Islands in 1999, lasting until 2001. Around 10,000 people were killed, tens of thousands of others were displaced, and thousands of homes destroyed. The violence, which pitted neighbor against neighbor in the formerly peaceful region, was only stopped after a peace pact was signed in 2002. Although sporadic violence has broken out since then, the region remains generally calm. Jones says as long as Islamic militants based in Java Island stay out of the Maluku region, it is likely the area will stay peaceful.
If it stays local, we're probably okay. And one of the interesting things is that a lot of the people there, you know, specifically referred to the earlier conflict and not wanting to see it get out of hand. You know, it's a case of whether or not some of these guys in Java take it as a green light to come in and scope things out. I think it'll probably be okay, though.
Police say the area remained largely quiet Wednesday, with residents staying inside their homes, fearful of going out after Tuesday's clashes saw dozens of buildings torched, including two churches. Indonesia has the world's largest population of Muslims, and although the vast majority of the country practices Islam, in some parts of the eastern islands, Christians make up roughly half the population. Nancy Amelia Collins, VOA News, Jakarta.